I'm joined by Nick Easter. And Nick, I guess in terms of challenges for Harlequins in the current sort of evolution of the squad, a trip to Thornham Park, Hamelin Challenge Cup semi-final doesn't really get an awful lot bigger, does it?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, in European rugby, it's the biggest place to go and play, I suppose. That and Toulouse, and you know, for this team, it's a really exciting prospect.
Very much so. And in terms of this Munster side as well, to have dropped out of the Heineken Cup, European success is so important to that city, isn't it, and to that province?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they'll be stewing that they didn't make the knockout stages, but they, you know, from their point of view, obviously they're in another competition, and the competition, obviously with the rules changing last year, makes it even tougher to win, and it's still qualification as well, although I don't think they need to for that, but we certainly do. But you know, we'll be concentrating on ourselves and trying to make sure we bring our game to the table, and you know, it's going to have to be for the full 80 you know, against a side of that quality.
And I guess being really clinical is very important. We've seen all that Quins can do, the devastating potential that they have ball in hand. It's very important, isn't it, to finish off those chances when they come?
Yeah, it has, and we haven't been great at that in the last month. You know, against Leicester, I think we had four or five chances we should have scored, and Bath we should have scored. You know, we lost a couple of weeks ago down there, and we were camped on their line. So we are going to have to take them, without a doubt, because they come less the bigger the game and the better the opposition, and certainly the stage we're at, the semi-final and away from home. So we're going to have to take that, but we're under no illusions. We'll probably be, you know, it's both sides of the ball. You know, defence is going to have to be up there. I mean, they challenge you all over the park. You know, they can get in an arm wrestle and a kicking game with the quality forwards in O'Gara they've got, but they've also got some, you know, deadly runners as well. You know, the two centres, Dougie Howlett and Keith Earls, and, you know, but so have we. But defence is obviously, if you're going to win away from home, that's going to have to be the paramount.
Just looking at some of the Hamelin Opta stats for the match, and you're absolutely right, some of the potential sort of head-to-heads across the pitch. I mean, one of the ones that's on the fact sheet this week is potentially you and Dennis Leamy. You've got Nicky Evans and O'Gara. It should be fantastic to watch.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, you're playing against world-class players in the Premiership, but even, you know, they're everywhere when you play in Europe. And, you know, Ireland are very strong internationally, and a lot of their international contingent are from Munster and have been traditionally. And also, you know, their pedigree in Europe, you know, having lost only once in whatever, since, you know, since 96 or whenever they entered. And, we won't read too much into that. I mean, you know, it's 80 minutes on the day, but as I said, as we know, we're going to have to be on proper form.
And preparation-wise going in, obviously, great to get the win away at Leeds. A lot of confidence from that, I'm sure. And how things progressed since then over this relatively short turnaround?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a long season. It's about the 45th, 46th week or something, I think, of the year. And, yeah, it was pretty light this week. And it's probably sort of just, you know, the detail and the mental sort of build-up. You know, the guys are excited, so there's no need to sort of, like, you know, big up the game as much as it is for us. But sort of just the detail in how we're going to play against them, and sort of tactical-wise. And just make sure you get that right, and that's in the forefront of your mind before we travel on Friday.
Just finally, in terms of the fans going out there and the kind of the rebuilt Thornham Park since Quins were there in the Heineken Cup a good few years ago, go, it should be a great atmosphere for everyone to get over and get stuck in.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's where you want to play. You want to play in those games, and yeah, bring it on, really.
Appreciate your time, Nick. Best of luck.
Thanks.